Just Avi Mari. The Elam Shah finished the seventh parak Shlosh Achlu in Brachis, and we went through also the Siman Kofain Aleph, the idea of not to know Bezoin Ba'ichlin. There are a couple of Svarim on this topic. We'll see Barichis, there's Eitz HaSodo, Yidei Koyin, Birch Hashem, a few hundred pages. Try to keep a little bit less than that. First, because in Indian, we have a signal on the Daftun of Brachis. It comes out there are five statements in the Gemara. We have a mission over there that brings down Machlokes, the Rablos, and the Chachomim. We have Yayin Chai, and you do not put water inside. What's the halacha? Blaza says a person does not make a bracha on the Yayin until you put water inside of a Gafen. Bash Enkin and the Chom disagree. The Bais of Dachnumun Beis brings down, comes out based upon this Machlokes. Another Machlokes, that according to Blaza, the halacha is since you do not make a bracha on a Gafen, you only make a bracha on a Bari eats on this Yayin Chai. Therefore, you let it wash your hands with this type of yain chai. Masha'enken, kon lechomim, ben kach or ben kach, the loch is bari priya gofen. Therefore, you cannot wash your hands with this yain chai over here. That's one statement to the Gemara, that yain chai can you wash your hands. Goes on the Gemara further, brings down the second statement, coming Shmuel, and Shmuel says, Isa odom kol tshroch bepas. The person can take pas and do all his tshrochim with it. Says the Gemara, who is Shmuel going like? Says the Gemara is going according to Belozer. Once you have a Belozer that says you can take Yayin and wash your hands with it, when it's Yayin Chai, who then lets the sheet of Shmuel come on cases and wants to understand, if so, how exactly you pass in Loch Lamaisa? Being down the Benachanal Shita is that since we do not pass in like a Belozer, therefore we do not pass in like Shmuel, and we cannot do a Tzach Bepas. However, for cases, we have a Stam Gemara in Beyo. We have a sugi in Shabbos Be'atoymnim that sounds like that we paskin like Shmuel. Mechakwa that's mias and not mias, but sounds like we paskin like Shmuel. Therefore, the way how Tosis and Sam shan in the sugyo, this Shmuel, that's going like a Belozer, where Belozer being more makel than Shmuel. That means we do paskin like Shmuel. It's mutted, mishtamish, with pas to do Yitzroch, and there's no problem. However, Kemal and Eliezer, he wants a time to even things that are moist, the mice, that's mutter. And that's where Shmuel's going to come along to disagree with him and say, it's a chilek whether it's moist and not moist. If it's moist, the mice will be osir. Otherwise, the case of mutter. This about halach, not like a ben echanal, that's how the ikdu shanim go. That's the Rosh, that's the Rajbo, the ben yoino, and the Torah brings down this way. The person can do a tzroch mepas, we pass like Shmuel, have a bit snai, that's not something that's moist. The Gemara goes on further, brings down a third statement, a Vaisa, Tana Abonon. A person can do four things with his pas. The way our taste understands, three of them we're gonna the loch is we're gonna pass like, and one that we're gonna go like Shmuel. That means the Vaisa where it says that a person cannot put pas a chai on top of pas, that we agree with. You cannot throw pas, that we agree with. You cannot maver a koyis mole on top of pas, all three we agree with. Why? Because things will spill out, make things mias is a problem. However, the idea of ain't simkum ala pas, cannot put your korah on top of a pas. Kamal Tashis, that's the loike Shmuel. We pas like Shmuel, and therefore it's mutter. The way the Torah brings it down, it depends. What you mean simkum with this korah on top of the pas, it makes it mias, not mias. If it makes it mias, we also. Why? We go like Shmuel, it'll be a machba case of mias. Otherwise, if it does not make it mias, you'll have to talk about pas over here. The Gemara goes on further, makes a fourth shiloh. The person throws something, the maisel of marzutro, he threw basar in front of Ravashi. The Gemara, the shiloh, how can you throw, a give and take. Maskana comes after the Gemara, that the loch here is that all oichel, the maisel, the idea depends if it's moist or not moist. If you throw basar, it's not moist, it's mutter. If it is moist, it's osir. However, pas is more chomer than the case of basar. And pas will come out that even though it's not moist, still it's also to throw. Why is it also to throw? The way I'm talking down, it's a bizarre to throw a pas. Explains the base of the Mishnah Brua. Since a pas is more choshev than all of the macholim, alechem yichi odom, we have a chshivit over here, this is the staple of life. For this reason, even though there's no meals to the pas over here, still there's a mile over there, you cannot throw a pas. The Gemara goes on further and makes a fifth statement over here. Brings down the Bryce and the Gates of Simchas Chosim and Kalo. They used to do special things over there. And has three different kimtas of Simchas Chosim and Kalo. One, a person to Masichim over here, Yain and Snorius, in front of the Chosim and Kalo is Mutter, where Rashi and Bikhav, we Paskin, has to be the clear end. There's no Hesed over here. The idea of throwing Klois for Glazim, the Gemara says, the Moshe Cham is Mutter, the Moshe Gesham is Osir. The Rav Tosafot understands that even though the Glazim have a klipa to it, and Moshe Gershom Masbaya falls on top of the dirt, on top of the refes, just go wash it off. So where the place can be Shmuel brings down, that's true, it has a klipa around it. But since it's moist, a person will not pick it up. A person will leave it where it is, and therefore Moshe Gershom is also inside the second visa and hefted that you're leaving it on the ground over here. You can't pick it up. Throwing gluskos, throwing these cakes over here, that's always also. Why did the case being moist over here? I come the sugyo. What comes out from the sugyo, la locha is mahalik among the shaynim. La locha is very simple. We come out number one that we pass like Shmuel, not like Eliezer. We pass the locha's oyster adam tzrochim with his pass. There's no problem over here. It's nai in the case over here. There'll not be a situation of being moist over here. That's aleph. Second thing comes out, they get to the sugyo of the zriko, that even though by all of the foods, the chilik is whether it's moist or not, pass has a milo, and we won't even throw it, even though there is no meal over here by the case of pass. So, what? We'll get to it, Bezer Shem. That's Akan begins of the sugyo over here. Now, build upon the sugyo. Now, we have to realize that there seems to be over here, there are two separate inyanim in our sugyo, Simon Kufay and Aleph. That makes an example, when discussing taking yayin and doing the tilts and dying with it, where Rashi explains at least in one shot, what's the sugya we're discussing? The idea we have hefsed oichlan. We're discussing sugya mavia and kreis al gabe pas. It'll spill the top of the bread over here. It says Rashi, what's the sugya bizer oichlan? That means Rashi points out that two sugyas is a bizer oichlan and a hefsed oichlan. You have to know what are the two different sugyas over here. Usually they're intertwined, and you can't say one mock from the other, but there are certainly two different Lushainim and the Paiskim discussing how Sugya one's Hefsid and one's Bizoy. To be Makdim, you have to always ask another question. What happened to Baltashkas? Who is the third Sugya, Baltashkas? That means everyone knows, Pasuk and Dvorim Perichov, brings down this Issa to destroy a tree. The Torah says you cannot destroy a tree. We had it in Simukuf Tazayin in Yerodeo. So first, the Geta Baltashkas, there really comes out this first negate tree, that's a deraisa. Negate destroying kalim, b'litzarech, most poskim say it's deraisa, the Rambam's mevucho, maybe it's derabbanan. There's a third thing, oichel, there's a tree, there's kalim, there's oichlim. That means, for example, negate about tashchas, loch is very clear, when there's a te'elis, it's mutter to destroy something. Avada te'elis has to be a real te'elis, losh on the poskim is te'elis amiti, or te'elis toiv. That means, for example, tzar balachayim, it's mutter when you have a te'elis. Ramon, Simon, Hay, and Ebenezer. So if I just enjoy taking cats, throwing them around in the circle and smashing them against the wall, I enjoy it. It's Tabla Chaim, with te'elis is mutter. So everyone is making a smile. That's poshit. That's not te'elis. The fact that you enjoy something does not make it a real te'elis, a good te'elis. It has to be te'elis toiv, te'elis amiti. Not the fact that I have a juke in my head. That's shrotzim, that's also. That does not make a heter, you have to tell us. It'll be a real tell us over here. Same thing, negate about Tashkas. It has to be a real tell us to matter things. Now, negate about Tashkas, for example, let's say you want to make a fire, it's cold outside, take wood, no problem. You have no wood, you want to take a shear, no problem. Because that's what you need. If a shear and the wood is the same value, as Baltashkas, well, the bayabi. Usually, this shear costs more money. Mice said, if you want to, it's cold outside, you want to take food and go burn it, welcome to Ellis, and you have a cheer to go burn or food to go burn, Aspartashas won't be a problem. This is to Ellis. That takes care of it. The Sigrid Hefsid Eichland. I mean, even though you gain out of something, there's nocha mila in food besides Bartashas, that has a head of to Ellis, you have nocha problem here, Hefsid Eichland. Take care of it some other way. Go burn a shear, go burn wood. Why are the world burning food? The words of Rashi in Tainus is, Baruch Hu gave you a taiva, not that you made a shear, it gave you a mila, gave you food, made a special thing over here, and you're just burning it. You're being boyit, you're kicking, and knocking away the chshivas of Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's a bazaar, that's a hefsid over here. So we have a sugyo, it's not a hefsid, that's more than baltashkas, they get oichlan. Aleph. We have a sugyo of bizar oichlan. What's the difference between Bizoy and the case of Hefsid? Say, four simple nafkaminas. Example, the loch is, can you throw a pass? We're going to paskin, even though there is no Hefsid to the pass, you can't throw it. Why else Bizoy Erchlin? more v'chuma b'zeh over hefsed. Person has something, is his sirur b'ano. Is it a hefsed destroy? It says prima gadim by us. No, it's a prima gadim, but there is a baya of b'zeh eichlin. So of course, if it's eichel over here. A third nafkamina, according to Mishnah Berurah, when there's something that's tzarech adam, he goes not like the Magen Avraham. There won't be a heter for b'zeh. There'll be a heter of hefsed. Another thing they point out, another nafkamina, if let's say a person plans to eat it afterwards, that means he's going to juggle these fruits. He's not a great juggler. It drops all the time. Finally gets smashed here and there. It's had a sugya, hefsed oichlin. He plans to eat it. There's no problem. As bizoy, there's a bizoy over here. It's falling, it's dropping, it's smashing. So we have nachas sugya bizoy oichlin. If you read the Shulchan Aruch, it starts with two halachas over here. Shulchan Aruch starts off with the idea of eimen ichulav basachai. Says the Bialacha, what's the problem with that? It's had a sugya of hefsed oichlin. Eim avir and kais, says Rashi, what's the baya? Bizoy oichlin. I mean, the first two halachas over here in the Chaber, one's hefsed and one's bizoy. Now, usually when you mafsed something and you have no gain out of it, that is bizoy. By default, it's a tzitzah, it's bizoy. Why you mafsed something? But there are two separate sugyas. There's a sugya of hefsed and a sugya of bizoy over here. To go through first some simple klalim, then get to cases. First klalim, how much of oichel is nichel mafsed and bizoy that's osir? Isn't a mashu? So there's a mechab we'll get to Bez Hashem today, Simon Kuf Pei and Sim Kimmel discussing when you have pirurim left over on the table. Crumbs. Says the mechaber, without the sugya of sakono, it's mutter ma'avad than biyadayim. Anything less than exayas, you let it ruin. Why? Says a poiskim with less than a shirk exayas by bread, is not a problem of bizo you have to know. There is no problem. Brought down by the Prim Gonim and Hilchos Abdullah. It says Lavush, what's he said over here? Less than exayas by oichel, ainin nikko oichel. Food is exayas. Food is something that you eat that has a shit to give you something. Less than exayas is not oichel. Therefore, the ma'abed be a dime less than exayas by oichel. Now, what's exayas? So, even though negeto bracha achrayno, the books go either like a b'chaim lo 28.8, the Rabbanan's book, or Zayas Abrach goes like a b'chaim lo, and he writes 27, the same b'chaim lo. Fine. But Maisa, that's the Shia Luchumro. We spoke out that we know what exactly that half a beitzah, shlush beitzah. We said the place we have to take up both ends of the spectrum. We said that what's together is 15 tzimak. So once it hits, am I clear?
No, you're clear.
Once we hit, thank you. Once we hit 15 tzimak over here, luchuyev abaya of the chash of bizu vehefsed oichlin. What? 15 simak. That'll be the shear over here, but less than that, there's no iser. That'll be the lach. We'll get to the simak of pay. What about negate the sugya of a mashka? What's the shear over there? So, coming to the prima godim and hilchos avdolah, where he's bringing it down, over there the oilam spills yayin inside the kais, and it overflows inside the plate. Simak bracha, the ramo. Frek the taz, frek the magav ram, the maestro, you have a baya, hefsed oichlin, bizar oichlin. So, coming to the magav ram, it says you should be made. What's Pshan in the Magen Avraham? It says the Prima Godim. Dover Mort is no Kpeda. Says the Prima Godim. Why? Because Allah is less than Gezayas and less than Revius by Mashkas, no by Yav. Bisa Vehefsed Oichlin. Therefore, when you spill by Avdallah, make sure you do less than Revius. Revius, if you go the smaller Shia, 75 Samak. Chaim Noah is 86 Samak. If you go like Chaznish, 150 Samak. But anything less than that is less than the Shia of Nichol Geda of Shti over here, of a Mashka over here. And therefore, it will not be nichla sukkim hefsed of bizar eichlin. So we have one cloud. What the shear is less than exayis, less than revius. The mice is not a problem, which gets involved numerous times when you have a little bit of water by my machoidim. You want to wash your hands. You buy have hefsed eichlin or drinks over here. The mice anything less than that shear should not be a problem. A second thing, come along with people going by Austin says, let's say it's food, but people don't eat. It's not worth achila. It's not ripe yet. You have a cherry tomato that you bought from the store and it was green. That's not going to ripen. What you going to do with it? Can you do whatever you want with it? Can you mavid it? Says the Prima Godim, oichel means something that you can eat. Not that grew on a tree, but something that you can eat. Now that, number three, they bring out Tosis, Daf, Kuf, Mem, Gimel, and Shabbos. It says, let's say animals can eat it. Human beings do not eat it. Said Tosis, that's also not nichel in the Cheshivas and the Chesaron of our Sugya of Hefsel, Oichel, and Bizo, Oichel. Oichel means what a person of mice over here come along to eat. Number four, they discuss, let's say right now it's not roy to be eaten, but later on you can make it to be eaten. You have raw meat, you have raw rice, you have chito. Is there bayah right now? Because it can be developed to be oichel. So the last shayat seen in the siman over here, it brings down ayin shita mekubetzes. The yesh oimim dechitim loich shiva oichel legabe hamelso. The last shayat seen brings down the shita mekubetzes, brings down that those who are taina, it's not nichel in this category because right now you cannot eat it. Who is the shita arguing on? Who is disagreeing? The mechaber. Because the mechaber says hazork mechitim v'nei chasanim. That you have to be very careful about salocha vis-a-vis and oichlin. That means the chura, the shaitzi has come to argue on the mechaber or bring down the shemukubetzes is arguing on the mechaber. That means the gemara is not clear discussing chitin, but the mechaber when he brings down he says the words chitin. So come along, we have machlokes things that right now cannot be eaten but will be later on to be eaten. The malakdim is manazel or mitzav the shemukubetzes shito, but you have to realize it's against the mechaber shito. He holds the ma'aseh can be food has a chshivas of food over here. No, it should be everything. Lav daf chitim should be anything. The sound like the shiloh beer is anything that's not food yet. It has the get of being food. Rice will be the same thing. Meat will be the same thing. Of course, it's all the same shiloh. Oh, so the oil meal was one to a tiny. Maybe chitim is so far removed beforehand. That's the machlokes. Mashaking something like rice is just you put inside water and cook it right away. Ulay. No one really explains what Machlokes says. You want to say daf because, I mean, you can. Yeah, but no one needs to know. It's not the derech. Pashas, then what should you come back to saying? Saying the same case. It's the same case over here. A fifth klal, something is osir bahano. Is that nichol na sugi over here? They get involved, I guess, maybe chometz of Pesach. Shiloh, that's sure enough. Again, the Pirim Gorim says, now be nafkamino what sugya we're coming from. It's not the hefsa the oichlin, which does not apply. It's not the sugya vis the oichlin, might say, Kambom says, to be machma over here. Well, we'll get to that. A sick cloud over here, they discuss, is this a locha being mafsa means dafke be a daim? Let's see your gorim. Example, you have leftover cholent. So you can leave it out, leave it refrigerated for a few weeks, now comes not going to be eaten, now thrown in the garbage. So can you go do that? Is it dafka be daim, or even happens to be melo? So Moshe has a tshuva, and nine wise, and Shlom Zalman, when they come along, they tell you, know, that is it dafka be a daim, you do a pu'ul over here. If it happens naturally by itself, that's not nichol, and you're chayvus to deal with it. Which then leaves to the question we'll get to, Benjamin next chabur, and Simakov Pei, do we have to wait 3 weeks to get spoiled? Can I throw it out right now? That means all these chasna halls and all these places that have leftover food, they can just leave it and 3 weeks get spoiled. Right now, can they throw it out? That gets involved in the question, is that nechel mavah b'yadayim? That's going to be the sugi kofei. But the idea to be goyim something, the chura, that's not a issue over here. A seventh klal, come along among Avram, the Zakdomi starts with very simply, the Gemara Daf Kufcha says you can take yayin and put pas inside and then use it as a ointment on your eye. The loch is inside of four, there's no problem to use macholim. That's not nichol nefs, the bizoy, inside of four, the mice it's mortar. The eighth klal, that's machloikis, very important machloikis, magarvam and mishne berurah. Can a person do something, use food that's a tzarech a person, but not vachilo? Can some person use food? So starts off with the magarvam in Akdoba to the simon. He says the fact that it took yayin, and he used to spray it around with zalfa yayin on the karkom to make sure the dust doesn't come up, maybe give it a good smell. They would take yayin, they would take shemen, and they smear it on top of their body. We see gemoras, they did that. How can they go do that? Bizoy hefsid. It says among Avram Yisoyid, Tzarech Odom is not nichol nebaya of being bayit in the Hashpah, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you. Because that's what you're using it for the tzarech, and a good tzarech, to make sure it's not dusty over here, a real tzarech, to make sure you're clean over here. That mice is mortar. He says, I have a kasha. It's if cotton olive says, Magavram, the betzeh zaysim, to crack these zaysim, for a person to use it for the tilz adayim. Kamlung, and the riff mice says over here that it's going to be us to go use. I, the mice, I want to go use it. Says the Magavram, because efshir, I de mayim. where you have an other option what to go use, why using these zaysim for? Go use water. That means first the klal of the Magarvam sheet is he has a klal with a tonight to it. The klal is tzarech adam, real tzarech is mutter. B'tnai on the option, on the condition that there's no other way of doing this tzarech. That means you use water. Why use water? That means, for example, we learn Maimar Chayim. Over there says, can you use Shamashkim? Says the Mechaber, yes. Says the Paiskim only when you do not have water. If you have water, why using other Mashkim for? Very simple. To go use Mashkim, let's say, Adam is mutter. B'tnai, when you cannot use something else. Otherwise, it's mutter. This Magarvam till came along the Mishnah Berurah. That's how this farm went. The Ali Rabbah went this way, the Prima Gadim went this way, the Chai Odom, the Mong Gibarim, and the Aruch HaShulchan. They went this way. So it sounds like the way to get the dust not come off the ground did not work with water. Like most of it all over Mizalf Yain, that's the Metzias how they did it. So yes, Atzad HaShem, he come along the Mishibura, it's a Kohen Dalet, and the Bialoch is Marechavir, and he wants to disagree. What's kind of the story to answer the Pseh Zaysim is only because you have no other option of wood over here to go wash all the Zaysim. Says the Dochuk, not Mustafa. Sounds like it's mutter always to restock yourself with Shemen. And even though if you either had Boris around, didn't have Boris around, whether you have other choices around to go use over here. And therefore, he wants a Taino that the Yisrael over here that's mutter is Dafka when it's a situation when it's Derech Ha'ilam. The reason why it's mutter zalf is a yayin, and the reason why it's mutter to be soch yourself with yayin and shemen, is because derech olam, that's what people do. That's not being boit in Hashmav and Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's derech olam, they do it this way. Discussed by Until Sadayim, what we're discussing over there, when you have other option of what to go use over here, but Shufni Askinon. And if he wants a taina, that Lachura person cannot use Sham Mashkin, he wants it, wash his hands, Pamaitzi. How can you do that? Is it derech to use other mashkin? No. Ayi says the mechaber in Simukov Samech and Sifyud Beis over there. He says a person brings down Yeshoyim the Arzurul Shito. I said a person can use sham mashkin. So he says it's only in Arzurul. He writes it only with derech Shema Efsher, and maybe since there's no other option over there, Shasit Chak. Therefore, we're not going to be worried about the sugya of Hefsel Oichin. But Sarachim is there. That means it comes out according to the Mishnah Berurah. There is no heter tzarech adam. There's only heter derech adam. It'll come out. You want to wash your hands. The loch is to use other mashkin. The water is not around. Mishmur is saying, "Lemaish, you should not do that. It's aser." Efshe ulay b'shasat chak. What to go do? Echnamik, go wash your hands. But otherwise, in general, to wash your shamashkin, not to go do that. That's not derech adam over here. The Magaram comes out to disagree. Hold on, Sham Ashkim till Zadayim, no problem. That's Tzarech Adam. That means Magavam says the Yisod of here is Mutl Tzarech Adam. Mishmur said no, Derech Adam. Oh, no, he needs Derech Adam. And Lachor, yeah, he needs a real, I think he needs also Tzarech, it means a real Tzarech Amiti. Oh, yeah, Pashim means both, yeah. It's Tzarech plus Derech. I think he needs both. If it's not Tzarech, then Stami being Mavazaret. Also, Bazarim Shavai. Now, the obvious question is, I see some people turning their Shulchan Aruch, they're going back to Maimar Chayim. Comes out according to Maimar Chayim. What's the halacha? If you have Sham Mashkin, according to Mishnah Berurah, you can't go use Sham Mashkin. Unless he says, Z'or Z'rua, B'derech, Eshim, Shas, B'chak, B'tzarachim, B'chol Zeh. We just learned Maimar Chayim. Mishnah Berurah says, he left the Mechaber, Sham Mashkin is Mutter, and he just brings down. If you got him, if you have no other water, then you go use Sham Mashkin. Whatever happened to our sugya? He just came along and says, "Sarachin, why in the world do we make by using Sham Ashkin?" What's the kasha? So the Avnei Yashba, when he has a true about this, he asks this question. He wants to say maybe the worst case of Maimar Chayim is discussing a situation where you have shuah shtiyah, leftover water or drinks really on the table. The leftover drinks, what are you going to go do with it? We spill it out. No one's going to use it anymore. So since people are not going to use it, it's not a hefsid of biza oichlin. It's not wait for anyone else to go use it. Maybe that's the kimtor of the mechaber, and that's mishmur means a kuf by aleph. He himself goes on further, but that's not the steamers of the mechaber. The mishmur over there, who has it sounds like there's a problem over there.
So maybe mitzad the sugya sakana being more lax over there and taking on this cool of the erzurua mitzad sakana misamis anayim. Oh, right, we got to. Maisa the itza soda. In my he wants a taina. The mishmuah says, "Well, peshat the chach maybe can be mekel." There's a difference. Kol samach is discussing to go wash and to go eat. Don't eat. Put on gloves. Here, you already ate. You already are peshat the chach. You already did it. My machen mechayva. If I have to go do it. So once you have to go do it away, that is shas and chak. She left the locha as is. When the oil says over, if you go like the goyin and to use a revius, you have an issue. Well, the chur, if you have less than a revius, which we it can pass along like that, and even and now that the goyin says to use a revius, the chaznesh you said over the chabur already, and orchis abenu says lechosum olav ma baravashi. Again, the old Yeshu has it in. The new Yeshu took it out. If not, why they took it out, the Chaznish. But Maisa, it come along that we Maisa should not be a Baya. It's not a case of lesser reviews over here. Fine, so again, we went through eight Klalim over here. Again, the most important Klal, the last one, Machlik, Smishmu versus Magarvam, is the Locha Dafkut Zarechodim, or also need a case of Darechodim. Go through cases. First, I start off discussing a case of melech salt. Kids go to Gan, they take salt, they put different colors on it, and they make it, put inside a cup, and now it turns into a flour over here, and they usually put some glue on top, and they begin for shuas. It's going to happen, you'll see in a couple of weeks. Are you allowed to go do that? Use salt. Is that mishtamish ba'ichel over here? Is that hefzid, the bizoy? So, first, do you make a bruch on salt? Yeah. Mechaber, right? Some Rish Dalit. So then Mechaber, then Avada, and then we make a bruch on salt shakel. So it's food over here. So once you make a bruch, l'chora, how can you go use salt? So this is a Tshuva Hill Oimer. He wants to say, the loch is, we pass him a maisa sheni, you cannot buy salt. It's not oichel. The true maybe mitzah bruch, osla, hundreds, but the oil of lisha bruch. It's not the get of oichel, not the get of oichel over here. Interesting idea over here. That's Aleph. They do say, my according to the Magarvam, the tzarech, I want to make this flour over here, you have a heter. Well, of course, it's not the derech. Why is it not the derech over here? To keep the kids busy, we'll get to maybe, yeah, the do arts and crafts, and the kids do, this would bring for shuas, that's what people do as a tzarech. What?
What's not a
tzarech? What is not a tzarech? I want to play with my food, I like smash cake. That's not a tzarech, you know, that's... We'll try to define these things. Atzala Sheni, this, my name is Steinemann, and Mechaim Kadievsky, negate the sugya of using salt. Then what Taino, myself, the pile of Etzem, it should be also over here, to use salt. We have a sugya in Erevin that says they put salt on top of the ramp of the Mizbeach, should not slip over here. Why? Says my name, that's to help you on the Mizbeach. What's the shail over here? Which really gets involved, the main shail negates salt. The oilam does when it snows outside is what do you do? You take salt, you put it on top of the snow, on top of the ice, and melts it. Are you allowed to take that? Take salt and go use it. Oh, so come along the Svarim, whether it felt in Shir, Eitzah Soda, they point out there's a massive market in America, especially they sell these bags and bags of salt just to put it on the ground. And this was certainly nichel number one in Tzarech. That Tzarech certainly called the Magavram, called the Mishibul, called also nichel in Gedev Derech. You can argue, if so, maybe table salt, are you allowed to use that to go put it on the snow? Because table salt and the salt you put on the snow is coarse. The very thick salt is the salt that you use for melicha. So you can say, no, l'chora, they're the same thing over here. You can argue the point the same with two different things. Yesh lodin is the same with two different things over here. Maisa, just, I wouldn't put anyway table salt. It doesn't work that well. I'd use the thick salt over here. L'chora, to use salt to go put it on top of the snow, so that's mutter. That's sign the Magavram. And say, this should, according to the Mishnah Berurah, it's a derech and a tzarech over here. That's the question. Table salt is what the category is that, according to the Mishnah Berurah, what would you do with table salt? That's a good question. I'm not sure. But, I'm not sure if salt is salt. That means the question over here, when you use water to wash my machreinim, what about bottled water? Is that water? Was that bottled water? I'm not sure how to look at these things. Is it really more kosher? Is it in the mind? Is it better? What is it made to drink, take showers, wash dishes? I'm not sure if that means, for example, the bottled water here is the same water as in New York City. It's no difference from the tap. Just here, the sink water is worse than New York City. So therefore, it makes it, now what, the bottled water here. So in America, when you use the water from the sink and you use the bottled water over here, you have to know, I'm not sure how to look at certain things. Another case in this class, when a person, let's say they have a snow again, and they have a snowman over here, and the kids make the snowman, and they say, Tati, can I have a carrot for the nose, and can I have the two cherry tomatoes for the two eyes, and can I have raisins for the eyebrows over here? Maisa, is that much or is that also over here? So, I really think it gets involved with the question what the Olim here discussing, what defines derech, what defines the definition of tzarech. Now, there are two ways to understand each question over here, each one over here. That means negate the tzarech has to be a tzarech toiv. You get involved with, the fact is, let's say you tell your kids, no, you can't get a carrot. You can't have these tomatoes and these eyebrows. So they say, okay, Tati, can you go drive to IKEA, can you go buy this, go buy that, or buy buds, or buy this. So if a person, and I think a lot of us will give our kids money to go to the store to go buy, I think the fact that I think most of us would do that for our kids, I think is nechel get of tzarech. The fact you would spend money upon it, I think is nechel get of tzarech. You can argue the point, what defines that way? That's Aleph.
If you don't have a carrot, you have to spend money on IKEA?
What would your kids say, I want to have a nose here, what would you do? Your kids say, fine, I want to go buy something to put something in, a piece of wood that looks like a nose. It keeps the kid busy, it's entertainment, they spend their hours in the snow. Not here, I'm talking about Macaulay's. The amount of snow here, you cannot make a snowman anyway. But it's a good question. How do you define tzarech? I'm asking, you have to define tzarech. You can argue the point what the get of tzarech is. No, now you have to also define another thing, derech. What defines derech? For example, everyone discusses the question of arts and crafts. And the Ghanim over here, they tell you to bring beans and macaroni, and either they make it into a necklace, or they glue it onto a piece of paper, and they color it over here, and then you come back, and the kid shows you on the piece of paper, all these macaroni and these beans that are glued onto a piece of paper, look how it looks like. They're like, wow, very nice. What is it? It's a house. Oh yeah, it's a beautiful, nice house over here. It's beautiful. My kid comes home, are you surprised? Are you shocked by it? No. Maybe that's a derech. Your kid came home and you see a piece of meat stuck on and glued on, you're like, oh, what are you doing over here? So everyone understands when you see a piece of meat on a piece of paper over here, that's certainly not the derech. So the question is derech something that you're surprised by? What is this? It's novelty? Is something strange over here? The teacher will say, yeah, I got a special deal on meat. It was all spoiled. It was chafe. But you could say, is that not, that's certainly not derech. Is that the definition of derech? Or do you understand the definition of derech is the meister when you buy the store of beans and you buy the store of macaroni, why are you buying it for? Everyone assumes you're buying it for the children and to eat. No one is assuming that you're buying these things or the carrot for the snowman. It's not derech ha'ilim. It might be derech kids, might be this group in this age over here, but it's certainly not the derech of most people to go take macaroni. 90% of the people in the world, or 99% of people, would not use these things to play with. It's just kids who are 2 or 3 years old. You're not. Oh, we'll get to that. Sure, we'll go get that. But the Maaseh comes out, maybe that's not Nechel to get a Derech, because most people won't do that. Again, there's a certain group who's 2, 3, 4 who will do it. If a snowman 7, 8, 9 will use a carrot. Or people who are that age. But come out, maybe that's what defines Derech over here. Is it the fact that you're shocked by it, lack of Derech? Or something that's Derech, meaning the tzibah over here. You can understand this idea both ways over here. So therefore, negate to arts and crafts. Maisa is it, there are those, there's a Chukai Chemad of Zilberstein, and the Berch Hashem, and the Peskei Chubas Baos. He says, it's kosher, why, what's the heter? So Berch Hashem, where's the Minig Olam coming from? He says, Chukai Chemad, it's Mamash Bezoyin, it's Mamash Mois over here. How can you take these macaroni, take these beans, and the Maisa go use it? And what Taina is not Nichol in the getter. So not Nichol in the getter of Derech, and it says also not Nichol in the getter of Tzarech. Ulai. Asad Hasheni, there's from Zalman, it's brought down the Leil Yibol, which again was in the old Yershu. The new Yershu took it out. You have to know, usually the new Yershu adds in things. Why it takes out things, I'm not sure what happened over here. But the old Yershu brings it down, and over there it says over there that it's Motir al Tzarech Adam. Oxygas is not a problem over here. Lemaiso, Rav Shmuel Felder, when he gives a shiur about it, he declares, what is the son of Derech? He declares a shayla. So he says he wasn't sure. So he said he went to ask somebody, and they got back that the bezner of wasn't clear the shaila. That the shaila, what can the ganenets go do? They came along, the meisah. They came along and they said the ganenets can be makel b'tzir of three things. Number one, they want taina is nichel and tzarech. This tzarech, why? Because it's a half hour, hour. This is how you take care of them. They machanach them this way. I'm not sure exactly what the chinuch is, but the meisah, they're a big isik in taking care of them. Aleph, I don't pass like that. Void bit seer of a second seer of the shidimukabetzes. Right now it's not food. Void bit seer if you can start clank, is this the derech or not the derech? Do you look at this being the derech for these kids or not? So we have bit seer of these three things. Find the meisel. The kids, no problem. He says he went over to Shmuel Miller and he asked the meisel, what do you do in Toronto? Shmuel Miller says, the principal of the school there is very machmer. They will not let them do it. The principal of their paskin. Let's not like a Shmuel Miller passing that way, but the principal over there in the school over there, Paskin, to be Machmei, cannot use macaroni, cannot use Shlomo Miller, cannot use his beans over here, cannot use it. It's not the Derech. So this is Shiloh. The Meister Felder says over, discussing the case of Snowman, he says, the Meister true, Mishabu Yeshlotin. We'll call them Magaram is Nichon to get a Psarech, and therefore the kids, Yeshua Melissabach, they can have a Magaram. So the Meister knows. Again, church members know it's eating, the raisin knows eating, and even the carrots know it's eating. No one's eating it. No, the first, some of them are Negil Lechinuch, less Negil Lechinuch, something else. But you're giving it to them. He wants a tiny little mice of the kids, the Mangavam, and most people went like the Mangavam until the Mishmur came along. So the Mangavam, Yeshim Elismach, to make him a chal against the Ganenes, also Yeshim Elismach, there's a Mangavam over here. And then there's an interesting question, what defines Derech, what defines the definition of Tzarech over here? Another example this forum discusses, when a person has a stain on their hand, so they bring down the metshuvas that they use lemon juice to go clean their hand. Now, I messed around, and the Olam tells me it's Derech HaOlam. I never knew about it until I read the tshuva that says it. But my Olam tells me, the Russian tells me they use lemon juice. My father said he did it this morning. He used lemon juice to go clean his hands. So the question is that Mutter Osir? So according to the Magabram, it's Vadis Mutter, Vadis Tzarech. Vadis Tzarech. According to the Mishibu, it's Nichon to get of Derech. So I felt it says, yeah. The Avnei Derech says, yeah. Avnei Ashman says, Meisit Nichon Derech. And he says, Chosy my dam in the bar, the oil Meisit goes, go use it. Rabbi Fall over here, Levine, he says, everyone knows, he'll use lemon juice to go blonde your hair, to give him to dye it. Now, I'm not sure if he meant to himself or other people, but the Meisit, everyone goes to go use it. So you want Taina, the Bad's Nichon to get of Derech over here. The Oilam says over that you have a stain on your clothing, seltzer. Now, you know about seltzer, water, not. I know it's mavucha among the oilam over here. How do you look at seltzer? Is this water with some bubbles to it? But actually, yeah, it's only nechel geda of tzarech, magarvam. And even the derech, the oilam says, it's only nechel geda of derech. You could also add another point. Numerous times using the vinegar and the seltzer is less than the shear of rias. That means it really depends how much you're using. You're using a little bit. So, you get involved with, it's coming from something that's. See, chur also, when you're pouring the wine, what's overspilling. Over here, even though it's coming more than Rias, what's older spilling is less than Rias. It sounds like even though it came from something that's more than Rias, you'd let it be mass something less than Rias. So if so, the lemon juice, or I don't know how you blot, maybe you need here, maybe you need more than Rias, I'm not sure. But Maisa, if you use less than Rias, Chloe, you have not had to, it's not Pizza, you have to, over here.
Why
is
not
water? I just said that's a tzad.
Right, why?
Why is which way?
Why is not that water?
Okay, go ahead. Someone else, the other way. Why is it yes water? Because it's not water. No. Even bottled water, you can argue if it's water or not. Maybe it's better than water.
You told me you don't have the
material. No. There's a reason why they're using it for. They say it's better.
Tell me the differences.
Now, another example is discussed. Can you use raw rice? My wife asked me what Chaburma gave me back to discuss it. Can you use raw rice? She told me, what do you mean? I use it all the time. Like, what do you do? She says she's a kid who have sensory issues. She gives them to play with rice. It's very helpful for them to play with rice, get them to talk, to speak, to get them to say words over here. She asked me, should I use rice for that reason? Refuah. So I said, that's water. That's fine with Shiloh. That's refuah. Even if it's not the derech, still it's water. Refuah, everyone agrees to. Then she told me, of course, we have a special bag of rice that we save for our cell phones. We have a bunch of cell phones. Is that mutter? So again, the Olam tells me over here that Silni is a Derech. Tzarech, 100% they tell me it's a Tzarech, Kol Magabam Silni is Mutter. Derech, Silni is definitely get a Derech. Everyone does it, every age over here. Again, tell me 99.9% of the rice is not that way. That's true, but everyone might as well do that. That's definitely get a Derech. Every person goes to go use it that way. The example they point out, a salt shaker that has rice inside. You go to Miro's, the salt shaker has rice. Why rice? It absorbs the water, like for your cell phone. So the Maisi, can you go do it? They say that's the Tzarech. In this country, it's only the Tzarech. The Maisi, another thing I did see with rice, I've seen people, they take balloons, these big balloons, they blow it up and they put rice inside. And then all the adults can't stand the rush, but the kids love it. That, I'm not sure, if you stuck like, is it Tzarech or not, the kids love it. Can't say. Is it the Tzarech? Is it the Tzarech? The Shinibu Gumbetsa, when you have a Tzarech, Ulai. What is this over here? Is that really the Derech? What age group over here is doing it? Is that the Derech? I think most of the people never heard of this thing, putting rice inside. Shinibu never heard about that. The fact that most people did not hear about that, most people heard about autographs, I do not think it's definitely the Derech. I have a curve who does it all the time. I pointed out, so now Shinibu does other things. But myself. No, the Shalom, is it in the Chalnegeta of Derech? You ever had to put rice inside the balloon to make your ash? Yishlof. Nothing the Chuba discusses, can you take these potatoes and then cup them and color them and make designs to them? So the Avnei Yashba and Rav Zilberstein has Chubas about it. They want to tie them. It's not Tzarech, not Derech. The Maisi is no head to go do it. Again, Dine Fisher has a whole different mahalach in the Sugyo. He wants to argue the Mishnah, and he wants to tie anything that you're using right now. And we want to tie them when you take lemon juice and to wash your hands and it gets used right now, it's not left over, then about this water because it's used right now. So you want to tell anything that you use right now is not a problem. Another child, the other one is causing these bread bowls. You have soup bowls. You make the soup bowls out of the bread. What? I'm saying the gananas come out of too, and I don't know, again, sometimes it's a tzarech, and I don't think it's a derech. Today it's only not a derech. They point out, what's the Mishabuah said, Allah is derech? Kamu's form does not mean the derech of in his times. It's lefi amok lefi azman. When the derech in those days it could be also today, which derech today was to be also in those days. Today, I don't think anyone uses potatoes. Maybe in Russia, 70 years ago, that was the only thing they could do in a gan, they used potatoes. But today, the gans today don't use those things.
They use them for stamps, potatoes.
Who? He's making your face. Never heard of a sore. No, if most people didn't hear about it, it's fair. But another thing this costs is you have these soup bowls made out of bread. I've seen it at Simchas. People tell me there are restaurants that have it. Are you like? Yes, they have a soup bowl that's mamish bread. That means you can eat the soup and you can eat the bread, the bowl itself also. Is there a heter? The fact they point out, first of all, you go to the Simcha in America, certainly, no, they might nibble on the bowl itself, but 99.999% mamish, I've been Simchas, they make 500 bowls, and 500 of them get thrown out. Something get nibble on, otherwise, throw the most of it out. The question is, the Chorah, is the Derech? In this country, more people eat it because America, why eat it? You have so much better things afterwards. And there's also the taco bowls and the soup bowls. Come on, no one eats the soup bowls. There's milk and meal over here. People have so much better things to eat afterwards. America, they don't. Over here, or in restaurants, some of them actually nibble a little bit more on it. We'll get to also soup gimbal. No chabaya. That means you eat it, you have to eat at the end. You have to eat at the end. No chabaya. That means you have a baya of a biza oichel and a hefza oichel, you have to eat at the end over here. The Rav Adwa for past over 50 years of Bulka, Maisi Nizri for Shlomo. So, Berach 7 years ago, he got up in Adwa, he's a chief rabbi over there, and says, it's also gomma to use these bowls over here, Simba Kofi and Aleph, Biza Eichlin, Hefsel Eichlin. I'm not clear where exactly the head over here is to get these bowls, these taco bowls. Before there's a bayah between our sugya and the lochet of gimel, but you have to eat it at the end, the Eichlin does not eat at the end. Not clear exactly what the head over here is. Again, I think it's not the Derech of the novelty usually. Especially the first one did it was certainly also. But I still, when you see it, it's still novelty. I think still now it's not. I don't think it's Derech.
How could you not be every lesson?
Who?
French artichoke in Red Bulls.
Weird. The fact is,
it's the most famous thing. French artichoke in Red Bulls.
Okay. Has any? How many people here actually?
Not Israelis. Americans never heard of French artichoke.
No, the fact that you heard of it does not make it to the derech. Novelties. The novelties are that it's special. It's unique. It's not standard. That's number one. Number two, even the derech letzarech, what's a lachs mishvua? If it's eshev ayidei achar, you don't have the heter. Can you get a soup bowl? These holes have soup bowls. According to mishvua, it's the magavam to them tonight.
Maybe they're chalim mis'inim.
What?
Maybe they're chalim
mis'inim. Elm does not eat it. Even the eating, eating a little bit here, eating there, no one eats, especially the bottom, stick over here, no one eats the barbecue, is there? It's only a slice of them to eat. Yeah, this is Yehud and Chita then, what are you doing for? A similar case you can discuss when you have these different fruits designs over here, that they take this watermelon and cantaloupe, and they cut this way, cut that way. So it really depends, and it's not usually they all get eaten. In America, they don't let you touch them, so I'm not taking from them, but they're like, don't touch it, the design over here, how can you do that? So, exactly like if they let you eat it, each lot. In this country, I think they do eat, most of it gets eaten. But America, you have to know, we exactly the heter of Tzarech Adarecha, Efshe bin Achel, what exactly is it Tzarech over here? You can do so many other sculptures go through without destroying food over here. Yesh line, we exactly the heter is, if there's a heter. Another thing that I see this Rambam discussed, the Shari Baruch brings down, when you have an esrig and you want to put the clothes inside for this, for the smell of some much Shabbos, using the esrig as a kli, to put the clothes inside. So they point out, the Shai Baruch and the Yedei HaKoyin, that really what you're doing is you're putting the clothes inside to get together with the smell of the esrog. I mean, so you're not just smelling the clothes, you're smelling the clothes with the esrog. Now if you leave it out, then anyway you lose the smell of the clothes and the esrog. Usually you put it inside a bag, and therefore you'll have the smell of the esrog with the clothes together. And therefore, look where it's not nichel of not using the esrog, you're smelling the esrog itself right now. Okay, using it as a nartik. Can you using no? You're not using it as a mitzvah. Using it as a nartik. You're using it as a case to hold clothes. If you're using the smell, you're right. You're using it as a case. How can you take something easy as a case? Why not?
Say that the
don't
only
jam.
The smell.
So that's an interesting question. What do you do with your esrog left over after sukkah? What do you do with it? What do you do with it? Buy the pitman now. What do you do with it? You cook it. You have to eat it, right? So you just told me you have to eat it. Thank you. I mean, everyone knows the rule of a daf and rov is you say to burn on Pesach. What do you do with the esrog? So you want to chayim with them. So yes, what are you going to do with it? They say, I mean, you make jam out of it. I mean, what most people do, they have this magic shelf, they put it there, and then after a couple of months, it disappears. Mamish, that's what they do with the esrog. Where's it go? Not sure. It's like how we cache things in our house. We take our food on our shelf, we have a magic shelf, it gets cached by itself. And that's what we all do. Now, just to get to Yain over here, they point out that we're saying the loch of overspilling, Maisa Sim Roch to go do it. But the Kamal Shmir Shabbos Kulchosai and the Shmuel Kamdevsky brings down the whole idea of Sim Roch as Dafka to get to Yain that's overspills in the house. If you're making Abdullah and Chmar Medino, let's say you go like the Archa Shulchan on beer, before you have a Sigilvia of Bizay Hefsel Eichlin, then there is no Sim Roch over here. So do it for no reason, no tzarech at all, shouldn't avada have a hefsel over here. Only when there's a tzarech, then bracha, then a chalami, but stamma like to have an overspill, no tzarech, no point. I know, but I think you have to have some, kids have to destroy things for no reason. So there's no reason at all to have an overflow. Zero reason why you lose it, hefsel. Now this is really, till now we're discussing a bunch of cases where we're using over here, be'ikr, the food over here. Other cases where I don't want to use the food, but I want to just throw it out. The get to the sugya be'ikar of hefsel oichlin, not bezel oichlin, hefsel oichlin. Example, I bought different beans or lettuce, and I see it's infested. Talarim, bugs, worms, I can spend a while to clean them. Half hour, hour, then still be nervous about it. Fine, then give it to somebody else. Well, then what? Or, no, I can just throw it out. Oh, so the question to get to Tirch Merubo, does that override the Sugi Behefsit over here? So Ravine the Sefer, he said the Yisrael B'Yashiv and the Weber and the Vosner, and all to be said, when you have a Tirch Merubo over here, that's also your Zman, your Hefsit over here. And therefore you do not have to take care of your things that are infested. The mice, you can throw them out. They discuss another case of destroying food. Let's say a person has something that Chazer fell inside his food, with a Shishim, so it's mutter. They have a case over here, it's on the Klisheni. It's Mutter over here. It's coming with some Eschayim. Can you be Machm over here? It's on the Sugya Baltashkas. I have to Eichlin. Our Sugya. Some Yitzchayim Donnefeld, it's Osir. Our Sugya, Hefzid, it's Mutter. Besides what the Eilam over here is discussing, the Pesach Shuvah, the end of Sim Kuvta Zayin, that brings down that the Tosis Yontif, who are talking by the Minchas Yaakov, says, to be Machm against Chazal by Klisheni and by the Sugya of Shishim, you're not Bikuris. You're a Min over there. Agam, you have to know why that's so. Most of maybe the 100. Klisheni is a Chumra over there. So, stop to be Machm, the Mon Shuvah says, to be Machm against something that's Mutter Kala Deis, it's a Tmir. Besides being an Apikorius, you have Nachal by Avatashkis. But they do this because I say something is kosher l'shicha. Can you throw it out? You have got a slice of pizza with olives on top. You hold the bayam, it's an olive kosher l'shicha, because even though there's some oil on top, you go like Tamkinevsky, the maestro be machmer. So, and you had a slice of pizza with olives 10 days ago. So it's not within 30 days. What go do with the olives? So it's having a sugar about tashkis on kosher l'shicha. Avadi can throw it out. They do say, Maisa Bakery Paske and the Noshim don't have the sugya. Take them off and give it to Noshim. A sugya batashkas. Let's say the women don't want that. Don't what? What? Now, again, Avada, if Efshim bin Ach, give it somebody else. No Efshim bin Ashim. Again, to get to you, I said you can. I just said you can. I said yes, you can. But you have a better option, go give it to women. I disagreed with you. Nochashah, they discuss when you have food under your bed, woke up, and you see the food under your bed, or just on the sugi right now, and someone in Chabur has mentioned that any food under the bed of Bayav of Ruach Ra, Kosher Shikha, the sugi of Sachm over here, not Kosher Shikha, some Ruach Ra, what are you going to do with it? You have a sugi of Matashkas.
You have a
what?
You have a Taniyah.
Oh, so the question is, what's the correct thing you'll do with it? The Chanash says to give it to Taniyah, he says to give it to the Yeshivas. But myself, others want to know why Yeshivas any different, Ruach Ra over here. They would throw it out there one time, the Chodeshanim, Nashik Klein says, that's not to have Sadaichlin, doing Mitzah the Sugil of the Sakana of Baruch Ra. There's an interesting Mechabit, Sim Shinchov Ches, and Aluchel Shabbos, discusses, can a person make himself throw up? Kiyo, throw up. So Mechabit discusses on Shabbos, Mitzah the Sugil before. It says in Mechabit, Agav, during the week, you want to make yourself throw up to eat more? That's Usser. Why? Hefzid Oichlin. Which means, you're going to eat more food, you're destroying the food that's in front of you right now. You have no right to eat food, there's no tzarich for it. Which gets involved with, you're full, to eat more, have shalaychlet, fine, maybe you should it. But to make yourself throw up and to eat more, says Mechabit, is nichlin al sugyo of have shalaychlet. The Eglei Tal says, let's say you want to make yourself throw up to eat shalosh yudis, it's a mitzvah, that's something else. It's time to eat more, my sense of buy up, have shalosh
sugyo. What about something like someone who's enlightened and throws up
and surgery? Sosin, I can't hear you.
Someone
has a lab and he had surgery. Throws up the pizza. If you retire four, that's what comes out. That happens by. That he didn't do it himself, this happens without an experiment. Motor. He didn't do it. Now, this is the food of Macaulius. Coming the Shulchan Aruch, we had Ming Zhang. Is there a mile in pass? That means when you learn the Sugyo, the Gemara says that past you cannot throw in other foods you can't throw when it's not Mias. Besim, as the Beis Yosef points out, the Machlokes among the Rishonim is past like all of the Macholim who has a Mila of the Sugya past. The way, again, the Beis Yosef brings down, he says the Rashi brings down from Hai, and the Ben Yoino, and he wants to say the Tran Rashi, the past has no Mila over other Macholim. If other Macholim is also when it comes Mois, and not Mois is water, who didn't pass you like throw when it's not moist? When it's moist, the mice is ulcer. Same halacha. Atzad Hasheni, places in the Rosh disagree. They pass and forget. There's a mailam pass. That even though this not come moist, alechem yichod before they mean, the chshiv is in pass over here. And therefore, a person can not throw pass even though it's not moist. Why is a sugya biza oichlan on pass? Says the Torah, this biza even though it's not moist over here. Now, if so, comes along very simple. Can you throw bread? We pass the local mice, you cannot throw bread. So, if so, Friday night, come to make a mitzvah over here. Can you throw the piece of bread? That means we know the local. And Simon Kuf Samach Zayin, Mechab over there in Sifri Ches brings down, to pass it into a person's hand, to Simon Ram, inside the Sugi of Avelis, don't do that, put it down in front of them. Don't put it inside the person's hand. Can you throw that mitzvah? Is mitzvah different than pass? the Mailuch son in the case of a Moitzi. So over there, Mishbura brings down Rabban Lavosh that points out to throw over there is Osir. Two reasons. One is our Sugya can't throw pass. If you cannot throw bread to somebody. And number two, says the Mishbura, even those who want to be Mekel, you have maybe Rashi, and the Rashi and the Beni Yoino, there's Nocha Indian Mitzad, since he made a Moitzi upon it, the Bezoin in the mitzvah over here. That means in one tiny Lakola days is also throw a Moitzi. One Mitzad, Biza Eichlin. Second Mitzad, Biza Mitzvah. You're throwing the Moitzi somebody. That's a Bezoin in the mitzvah over here. There were two separate reasons why you cannot throw a Moitzi. Growing. That means I know it wasn't growing. Yeah, you drop it, throwing. Throwing means what a Lashem Nei Adam called was throwing. Can't throw it. My son, the interviewer, was asking, I people do throw it. And you've seen Cheshuvim throw it. So that's the way the Chaim Tzanzer, in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, some have it on the page, on this manga, written by us, he comes along and he says that the Maisa, he says, the Amma Dabar, they throw Hamoitzi. The Moinam does throw Hamoitzi. He says, why? So first of all, he says, not Purtan Zalocha, of not by the Bahag, and not by the Rif, and not by the Rambam, and not by Rashi, the Rashbo. Therefore, what time is immediately the Rabbanon, places a Das Yochid over here, and therefore, Yeshem Yilismach, Yelana throw pass over here. And even in the case of Hamoitzi, he said, about Nevesh to be Machmer, the Maisa, Mechem Amma Dabar, the Tshuva, but his Oyes Betshuva, the son of the Ksav Sefer. He said, I saw my father, the Ksav Sefer, he throws the Moitzi. But the Yashiv and Shurim brings down the Ksam Sefer, he threw a Moitzi. So he wants a Taina, Fakert, there's a mile to throw Tafka Moitzi. We already learned the Locha in Simba Kuv Tam Gazayin, that Shulchan Daim on the Mizbeach. And that's one of the reasons why we have Melech on the table, and why can't kill Kinam on the table. And we discuss over there, can you sit on the table or step on the table? I'll show them the Mizbeach. Says this Eretz Betshuva, what does it mean, Shulchan Daim Mizbeach? When we eat in the Mizbeach, we're eating food, that's like Kochim Kalam that the Bailam eat. By Kochim Kalam, what do you do with the Emurim? We put them on the Mizbeach to be burnt. The Emurim on the Mizbeach they threw. So since over here that Mighty is connected, the Emurim over here, Mitzat Fakert, the COVID of the Pusa like the Mizbeach, we should throw it. Now, why throw the Mizbeach? That's another question. But Mai says, since we're being Shulchan Daim Mizbeach, Bedafka, we should throw Hamaitzi, we have the covered over here, Al Tzei Murim, Al Tzuchan Daim Mizbeach. So Mai says, Pashas is, if you have no Masayo, we follow Mishnah Berurah. Father Pim Gordon, Lavush, very clear, that by Maitzi we do not throw, we have our Sugim, we have Visa of the Mitzvah. However, if you have a Masayo, that's the Anhoga, that's your parents, and from their parents, a Vada, what to be said, Khan? Fakad is saying you should go do it. Zechsam Seifer, the Zechsam Seifer. But the Yashiv, Maisa has brought down the Shurim a little bit different. He wants to say the Zechsam Seifer, why it's different. Over here, discussing when you're throwing it, not to anyone's hand. When you throw it to a person's hand, one time that's not Nichol Negedev of Zriko. Zriko means you're throwing it in front of the person. In most cases, throwing balls in front of a person. But throwing it to the person, to Makabal, to the hand, one time that's the case of the Zechsam Seifer, the Zechsam Seifer. And therefore, stop throwing it will be a Bayah, according to the Yashiv. Fine, but go to like Kesaris Betshuva, and those who throw seem to just throw the bread. Fine, they have makar for it. But if you have, if you, that's not your Masayro, again, we follow the Mishmura. That's Biza Eichel and Biza Mitzvah. Interesting Shaila in the Gerita Pass. The person, when he says, let's say, Kiddush Friday night, most of us are being machma for the Shaila of saying, Torah Baal Peh, Torah Miksav cannot be Baal Peh, therefore we have a Berkon. We have some buzz in front of us, we say by chul inside the sitter. So you take the sitter and we put it in front of us. What do? You put it on top of the challah cover, it's on top of the challah cover, it's on top of your bread. I'll let them think about it. Is that the correct hug of what to go do? The sefer Birch Hashem gets involved back and forth. Once we know to be established with the bread, even when it's not moist, it's the bayah, we pass it this way. Can you put your sitter on top of your challah over here to make kiddush? Put it somewhere else. You have a lot of places to put the chal over. Let's not even think about it. Doesn't make it even mochashiv. Just move it over. But why be mishamish? Why be mishamish with the lechem over here?
Why
should it be
different?
So the mongav over here, Tash says, being mishamish with svarim.
It's near in front of you.
Oh, you think about it.
It's different than a car.
Thank you. Yeah, I'd like to finish the Simon. Now, the Geto, Biza Oichlin, just to speak out the question, the Geto, Chomets, that like five question, the Geto Chomets, my father asked me to say things a little bit quicker now. So first they discuss, my say, can you burn Chomets before the Zman? The Zman, let's say, 10, 11, can you burn it at 7 o'clock in the morning after the Sikhan? They be Mamet, Chomets be a dime. Ushtobuch, and this Agonish will pay, Sakwan Taino, what's the answer? It's half the Oichlin over here, still can be eaten. How can you go burn it over here?
It's cold that time.
Fine, but once you can eat it, or no one's going to eat it, but at 7 o'clock, I don't know, go around, see. What time you have a bayah? It's brought down by the Piskei Teshuvos over here. Another question they discuss is, why in the world are you burning it for? If you have a good box of cereal, go sell it to Goy.
In the Mechira, the Chomets,
you say, you write in the Mechira, I'm selling your Chomets. So Vajon Shuvah Chalitah says, because maybe a Chosh with other sheets over here. They said, not a good Mechira, and that's the meaning over here. That's not the second question. The third, when you put chomets into the fire, you have to put in, or you have to throw the bread in. Is that throwing bread? That's Zrik over here. We pass you Zrik Lamaisa's ulcer. What? So take it, push it, take a stick, push it in. What do you have to throw? Throwing bread? So some of these questions, the back of Eitz HaSoda, he has a mikhtav from our David Orbach, and it sounds like also from Zaman with this way in Shmir Shabbos. They want Taino. The side of Chomet specifically is what the Torah is telling you. It's telling you to do Tashbisu, to destroy it, to get rid of it, and it's offer be'enov, as no chshivas, it's mamish nothing, to mevatel it. The whole mitzvah is, it's nothing. I'm getting rid of it, it's meaningless, I don't count. So what? It's meaningless, but let me machshir the bread. So you want to tell me the whole mitzvah of Shabbat is to say it has no chshivas over here. And therefore it's not food, and to offer ba'almo. They want to tie out all these cases over here and they get the comments when they want to get rid of. There's no chshivas over here in the past over here. Which then, for example, they ask an Erev Pesach this past year when it came out on Shabbos. Says the Mishmur what to go do with it. Says you have crumbs left over, put it inside the toilet, flush it down. So I ask Elamaisa, it's a piece of oil, put it inside the toilet over here. Taking mamish bread and flushing in the bathroom. How can you do that? Says from Chaim says, it's not oichel. For the same idea, you're getting rid of comments, that's not oichel. The whole idea of Tashbishos offer, I'm getting rid of things that have no chshivas to it. They do discuss on Pesach itself, can be Darius on top of Chomets. Is that Bayah will get the locha by the Mishmur Mogaram, being stepping on top of Chomets? And Shikshela, is that a Bayah? The Shmir Shabbos wants to say, maybe it is a Bayah, Shem Kosi, the Bayah stepping on top of Chomets. Sif Gimel is the Mechavah says, very simple over here, to Mishdamish with your pass as a utensil. The case of the Mechaber is to use it as a spoon. He says the halacha is based upon a shaila how to read Masechta Seifrim, Tosfos and the Rosh. Do we pass like Shmuel? Not like Shmuel over here. But come down, the Mechaber says a person has to eat the bread afterwards if used as a spoon, number one. And the Medaktikim will eat every single bite that bread itself when used as a spoon. Being practical and negated to us, the Olam says over that people, they take bread and they use it as a knife, not as a spoon. They put their liver and their eggs and the salad and the chino, and every third or fourth bite they might eat it. But they use it as a knife. Now, if you have no knife and no spoon around, somebody asks a question. Sif Gimel discussing, we have a spoon, don't have a spoon. Says the Orech Neman, he says the case we're discussing over here, even when you have a spoon, the Mechaber is discussing using a spoon even though you have it. Otherwise, what's the shaila? I have to eat, I need a spoon. Elamai, the kibd over here is, even when you have a spoon, and you want to have that tzarech adam, still it's mutter to use it as a spoon. So they get to using a knife, even though you have a knife, you're allowed to use your challah, and people use the challah as a knife all the time. I'll come out, that medina you have to eat the challah at the end, which I think the Olam does, but the medaktikim, meaning us over here, should every, whoever us are, it means that every bite you should eat the, use the challah as, be eaten together as used as a knife. Be every bite over here. Sif Dalad is a lot of throwing things in front of a chosin. That's again bringing down the Gemara, the three different cases over here. That to be mamshech yain inside a kli is mutter simple chosin. Masha enkein throwing a glazim is only mutter bechama, not be gishamim. Why it come moist over here and the person won't pick it up? If a bayam it's on the sugya biza and hefset. And the third case over here, a person cannot throw loose kais. Cannot throw these cakes over here. What's the iss over here? It says Rashi, no, it's usser. Altsmius. You can't throw these cakes. Altsmius. Why mius? Cake, possible with kissing, it's pass. It's also you can't throw pass, even though it's not mius. Directed slach, the sugyo. It should be usser, mitzvah pass. Why is it Rashi, the mivi had said mitzvah sugyo mius? Says the base station, if he asks this question. Says the right that Rashi must hold, like the other Rishonim, like the Rashi, but the Beni Yaino, that the loch is that pass you let it throw if it's not moist. That's his terrors. The way the Rashi wants to answer, he says he brings down another gear, so the Rashi on the rear, the Piskei Rid. The Gemara says, Loikos Luskois, Loi Chatichos. And Rashi the word Bezoin on the case of Chatichos. Well, the way Shlomo Zalman wants to answer, what time now, you might give a head to Simchas Chotzer Mekalo, is it Tzarech over here, Kamash one? No, still it's also Mitzad Sugya Mois. What comes out? Is cake nichel in the category of bread? Comes out from the base Yosef. And these two, what's over here, and we'll ask the answer, Rishash, Shlomo Zalman. It's last, they're coming out, that just like we're saying about chumro and bread you cannot go through, we have a chumro, gluskois, and cake, and possible kiss, and you cannot go through, even though there's no case of bezoyin. Very important insight over here. Cake has the same idea that even though there's no bezoin smashing cake, which about there is, but even though you argue no bezoin, there's more of a chaymer din and pass over here. Atzal Hasheni, there is a going in the sugya in Rinoyam Daf Nun Beis. He wants to say, Gluskois lav hainu pass. He writes very clearly, Gluskois is not pass. Pashin stands pass from kisna is not the mila pass. Alechem yichi odim, you're not to live on the cake. So the issue is to Biyashu Watani with Machm Zainis, I the Goin. Watani the Goin means when he won't even have a locha pass, but still there's so much yang inside, so much wine inside. Sounds like they threw it at the Chassanim and they spiked it very well, and therefore we're not in the Nichol get it even possible with Kisnan. Oh, it's a Doichik in the Goin. Maisa also in the Sugar there, the Kishon Arch had the Pierce of Brothas, Bnei Shlaimah. Says no, a cake has no Chshivas, you don't say a Moitzi. Don't say a Moitzi, there's no mile up of on cake. So there is a Shail over here. Does cake have a mila not like pasanak? First, to go to the cakes, the Ilum was discussing the past couple of days of cake smash. What they do when kid turns 1 year old and they smash cakes and take pictures, I think it's poshit, it's ulcer. Because the whole pula you're doing to give to a kid is you're telling him to mavaz a cake and take a picture of the bizoyin. That's what the whole idea of the story is. Let's do something that's bizoyin to food, which is cake, which is more chomer than all other things that pass, it's like pass. And let's take a picture because it's very funny. I don't think it's a tzarech, I don't think it's a derech. I think about it's ulcer, and I think emailed out to the tzib over here, there are two different pies over here said it was also ulcer. They have very stark, it was ulcer. What comes out practically, can you throw pekalach on a chosin? Simple chosin with kalach. So the east, Sheva Kossi, less than a pekalach, have waffles inside, wafers. So the east will be ashim, he says, bezoinus. Mezainus, even though there won't be a mezain, even though it won't get smashed, even though it's in a bag, as you get a pass. Also, you can't throw pekloch, that's mezainus inside, pass over kistan. Shev Kossi has a truman chelch beis about this question. He has like four or five different truths of why my son is makel. He says, first of all, the other grain, mezainus is not a problem. Boy, maybe it's less than the gzaias. I don't think the wafers are over here. Boy, you know what, tiny inside the bag. Void, you have a teruvus over here. Maybe go after Roiv over here. He says, "Those want me machba, want me machba. Maybe make her do this mutter." All right, yeshlo the yeshlayin. Maisa most pekel don't have wafers inside. Well, otherwise, you have wafers. You have a baya. The sugar over here. Those guys. The Chacham says, "Oser has a mile of chol. Get her bread over here." No, even the pekel bag. Even the pekel. No, but that's not pretzels. You request you to wash a bench. No, so then it won't be the possible. I keep saying possible kiss them. I said wafers. Now they do point out if you throw these pekalach, all these candies, and a lot of them don't get swept up, you have a buy a sefe over here. You have to make sure they get swept up and taken care of. Kids get them. If you have enough kids, usually they are the sweepers over here. Now that's what says the Maisa on the page in the Mechaber. There's two other halachas brought down by the Mishabura from the Mogar Ram, two other Gemaras. The Gemara in Erev Daf Samach Dalet that Rav Gamliel was going to the Derech Rav Eloi, and he saw that there was Gluskois, Gluskin, cake on the floor over here. So come along, Rav Gamliel told Rav Eloi, pick up the cake. Why said the Gemara Shmam Lo Shloisha Devarim? One thing, Eim Mavin Ala Oichlin. A person cannot pass over Oichlin. Now we have Oichlin all around the time on the floor. The question is, how do you apply this halacha practically? Do you pass like this halacha? So first, is it Dafka, cake, pass, or is it anything? So this is Rav Yerucham. His words are when he means halacha la maisa. This case says pass. Uhudin shamacholim, shar oichlim, everything. Avneza the tshuva means all foods. Any food on the floor, you have a baya of biza oichlim. You have to kim maver. You have to pick it up, take it away. So first of all, number one, we pass in halacha the floor since the malachim blad after cake means everything. Number two, do we pass like this? So it's true they point out it's not on the Rif and on the Rambam and on the Bahag or the Rosh of the Torah. But maisa. Not the Machab, not the Ramal, not the Taz. But Maisa, we have a Magavram. We have the Mishnah Berurah, and therefore the Eli Rabba, and the Chayodom, and the kids of the Aruch HaShulchan, they all bring down this Gemara that a person cannot be Mava Ala Oichlin. So we do pass like this. Now, on the Tzad, number three, we pass it like this, Sugi over here. Does it mean you cannot just pass over it, or mean you cannot step on top of it? So they point out, Ramosh and Dibras, and the Israeli Torah Chaim before, and they want time the Issa, you cannot step on it, you cannot pass over it. Maisa, there's no Issa to pass over. The Maisa, they point out, we the Mishnah Berurah, Magavram El Rabba. The Locha, they cannot pass over it, Surach Lak Biyam, you have to pick it up. And that's what the Ikhlibas, you say, you have to pick it up. Now you cannot be Dorish, you have to pick it up. However, the two very important points over here, number 4 and 5. The Locha is, we say we have to pick up food that's on the floor. What is the reason you have to pick it up for? Is it you have to pick it up for because people might come to reduce it? Or you have to pick it up because the halacha is you have to pick up food. It's not nice to be on the floor. Nice of example, you go to the Negev Reel, around the garbage dump, there's always food around on the sides. People are not going to be reduce upon it. But it's on the floor. What's the start of the Isser? Or you have, let's say, you have mom's food over here in the middle of the table, middle of the room, and you want to kick it, put it underneath a bench. No, be doris it. But it's not being picked up. Is you said over here, you have to pick it up the pile, or to put it in a place and no one be doris on top of it? So, someone's chaim the issue this question. He said the said over here is not to be doris on top of it, and pushing to the side of the mice is not a problem. They want to bring down in the sugar of Ben Yonison on the rift. He says, the salad can start and put it to the side. And I, the mice, the word among Rav Meshua is pick it up, is pick it up, so no one should be doris on top of it. Slavdav can pick up. And therefore, Rav Zilber, Rav Nasher Klein, and Mr. Karelitz, Chaim Knievsky, and Rav Nevetzel, they want tiny loch over here, putting it to the side. That mice is enough. Why? What? If you're doing it with Tzarek the thing, I don't think so. Sana Sheni, those want tiny. Where's Meshua? Tzarek Lag Biyam. You have to go pick it up. You have to mice pick it up. Shai Debilitsky says, pick it up. Mishnah Yosef says, pick it up. That's number one very important. Heter, La Paisky, I have the logo. Putting to the side is enough. Therefore, you see food on the floor. A lot of times, even in the street, what people do, they put to the side of the curb. Why the side? Because no one steps at that area of Mamish. Number two, well, again, the fifth question over here is, of Zilbashin, sorry, of the Yashiv, is brought down in Eitz HaSoda that he issed him, and Brich Hashem said he issed him. And the Zilbashin said, I was walking with my share of Liashiv. I was walking the street, I saw there was food on the floor, I picked it up. And Liashiv said, why pick it up? My son, no one's going to eat things from the floor. The idea of picking it up is because it's food. People eat it, has a sheaves of food. No one is going to eat food that's on the floor. If no one's going to eat it, it's not Nichlech sheaves like you mentioned before, and they get a oichel over here. People will throw it out. David Liashiv says this idea of Eim Avinu Oichlin has to be Oichlin that people eat. If you don't eat, it's no problem. Now, Maisa, the only one I see has its full of it is Liashiv. They point out, Gamliel of Eloi, they're walking in the street, they saw food on the floor. What, the case over there? People in those days did eat things off the floor. The floor of the floor was much dirtier than our days. Void, true, there's no Hefzel Oichlin. Why is that Biza Oichlin over here? Void, it seems a place to know as Machalik. What the case over here is, therefore, I'm Nashi Klein. They asked him, and the Chodeshani, Shai Blitzki, the Shai Bruch, they steamed the place, was not that way. But the Maisa comes out practically, we have two main heterim over here, of what to go do. One is, numerous Paiskim, where Paiskim say you're putting it to the side. especially once you have the b'yasher sheet and the nose can eat from the floor anyway, I still can put it to the side. So if I have food on the floor, ma'isa, we put it to the side. That's the correct halacha. But we do worry about this halacha, you can't be mava ala oichel. Very important halacha, which is more important than halacha Avram. A second halacha brought down, again from the halacha Avram, a sugya in Tainis Nachof, the Rav Huna, on every Erev Shabbos, he would go to the shuk and see the leftover food, he would buy it and throw it into the river. Says the Gemara, why throw it into the river for? Go give it to Behemoth. Says the Gemara, Ksavar, Michael Adam, E Machil and Behemoth. Food of a person cannot go give it to a Behemoth. Says Rashi, what did he do that for? What's he said over here? So Rashi says 2 points. Number one, the Issim is Sugya Biza Eichlin, and therefore it looks like you're being bite in the time of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mashpia upon you Eichel. And number two, he says, As Hefsel Eichlin, therefore we threw it into the river. The face that I'm getting thrown into the river, that's not Biza, that's a Hefsid. So Rashi says, we'll flow down the river and get to the next city. And the next city will take out the Oichlim. Sounds like two inside potatoes and carrots. Things will flow down and the next city will have it. That means it was being eaten, not even thrown in the river, going to the garbage. It was being eaten, just not by animals. So we have a sign over here that a person cannot give Michael Otom to a behemoth. So now the question is, number one, first of all, do we pass like this? As I point out, it's missing from Numa Shushainim, it's not brought down. Again, it's not brought down by the Mechaber, not by the Amo, not by the Torah Rosh, not brought down. Among the Maisi, he does bring it down, and the Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Shleima, the Kitzer, Aruch Shulchan, they do bring it down Loch Lamaisa. However, coming to the Shibru, and it brings down the Eli Rabo, he points out, Mefakvik. Number one, the Gemara's Losh is Ksavar, Rav Huna thought to say. Ladakh really held that way. Why they point out that numerous Gemaras we see all over Shas, it sounds like they gave Michael Adam to Behemoth. On Shabbos, everyone discusses, Muchul Adam is the Muchul of Klavan. Therefore, it won't be Muksa. How can you give it to Klavan? The Gemara says, Mechatkin Deloyim in front of Behemoth, according in front of the animal, I Michael Adam. Therefore, numerous places want tiny little mice, it is Muchul to give Michael Adam to Behemoth. The Chsam Sefer on the page over here says, Nechem Amad Dabar. Mongi Gaborim says, Bechem Amad Dabar, the Meister, we do give it to our behemoths. Meister Mishmu had two sides over here. Masham wants to be Mekel, Yitzchak wants to be Mekel, Shalom Eshim. Asal Shani again, the Shulchan Aruch and the Kitzer. Meister Machmer. What?
It's only Mekel by Echris.
Oh, so first of all, now what animals are we discussing over here? We're discussing certainly behemoths and Chayas, and Mishmu says, even Eifis. And he says, maybe that's a Sati Mekel and Eifis, because maybe we don't have pass like this Gemara over here. He's not sure, Yeshlod Lakan Lakan. Meister, what does it have to, let's say you have a bird, a parrot in your house. So number one, those are Mekel. Number two, there's a Ksav Seif and Shuba, what's kind of your own animal, it's Mutter. It's only the Sugi discussing other animals. Those won't argue. Number three, the Eitzah Sodom, what's kind of this whole locker, Daka Eichel, it's more than Xayis. Less than Xayis, usually not a problem. Certainly for food that's old bread, old food, certainly it's not a case of a problem. However, even though there's a mavucha, what to go through the gate of civilly on food and the mekan lekan among the paiskim. However, again to go back to look at sim kuf samach zayin. Over there it says the tazam agavon brought down by the paiskim the shibur that by the case of a mitzi says over there the locha can give it to a behemo or to a guy, same thing. Says the tazam agavon the mitzi cannot go do that mitzvah the chshivas of the mitzvah over there. You're not allowed to. You make a mitzi, Mishpu explains. You have a pass over here. You cut a half of this half you can eat during the meal. That's your proof of the mitzi. The other half puts it aside. This half, the mitzi, go give it to your animal. That's also. That's not a shayla. Let look kulei amol. That's also. Therefore, to feed your animals in your house, yesh lotin. If you want to give them to your mitzi, because you have a parrot in birth from the mitzi, that avada is a bazillion. That avada can go do over here. They do discuss when you go to a zoo. Can you go, you're walking around and you're eating popcorn and you see an animal, can you throw them the popcorn? So besides for the sign that says don't feed the animals, can you go do that or not? Is there a bayah hefsel oichel, biza oichel over here? So the Pesach Shuv is over here and the Yedei HaKoyin and the Knei L'Chachavar, three different swarms are sleeping down, going to a zoo and they say the mice, it's osir. Hefsel oichel, biza oichel, then what does he have to go do with? It's mamash giving food, your own food to your behemoth. Number one, it's the Magar Avram over here. Number two, besides for that, it's Hefsel Eichel. You have two separate sugars you have to worry about. Even one taina, maybe giving your food to animals. Michael, there might be mutter, which again, Meshua Salah to be choishish for not to. even on the tzaddik's mutter would have to have some klum. We must it. Less than k'zayis can maybe it'll be mutter. More than k'zayis chutz also. You need you have popcorn that's your, for you to go eat. You're ruining it, destroying it. Oh, so now is it tzarech or derech? I don't think it's a derech. It's not the tzarech. It's not the tzarech of the animals. It's your tzarech. You want to have a good time? No, the animals of the zoo have more than enough what to eat. You want the tzarech is what? Because you want to see if it gets your popcorn. Most of it gets thrown. What is your tzarech? Because you want, what do you want exactly? Because you think he's hungry. Do you think the animal's hungry? It's an experience. Experience is a tzarech time. The experience to take a cat, swing it around, see it fly. That's I want it. You ever saw a cat fly? I want to see. I once saw Yisham can do that. A Mamasol can do that. And the cat went to the tail cell and stayed in his hand. So, fine. You want to see that? Ta'elis? Sarab al Achayim? No, you can't do that.
What about Tashlok?
Oh, so I get involved with throwing bread by Tashlok. Yeah, Echanami see the leftover bread. Or Shabbat Shiro. I can throw bread. Echanami, those. Rambam says not to. On the tiny, you do Shabbat Shiro Tashlok. A tiny, you get involved with the circuit. You have to either be less than the Xayas Lavier or leftover bread. What? No, no, no. Yes, I'll have Shabbat Shiro. Besides.
That's what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about.
There is no, it's a separate halacha. Even if it's not have said, I'm going to feed him. I have two things to feed him. I have to feed this animal. Feed him this. Feed him this. Don't give my full order. But when there is no two things to feed him, I have a choice not to feed him. It has to.
Not
for sugyo. You
allowed to put out bread for a bird.
Let me finish. My father's giving me. And that would be also. Fun. The Maisa, there are two other sugyas I'm not going to discuss, but the Maisa, there's a sugya more time in the Tirsh over here about the sugya of hanging bread. That means Yeshiva gives out bread every Monday, and therefore, when people hang it on the hooks over here, the Gemara says that it's Gormanias, Gemara Psak, Kufir Aleph, therefore you need out more bread. So fine. So the question over here is the sugya of hanging bread the sugya of Pisa Uchlan or the separate sugya? Again, if you want, the same Dharma Black in the back discusses Barichas, I think four or five pages. What about the sugya of Pisa Uchlan, the Gaya to hanging bread? Again, the Tirsh will be on the side. Another sugya they discuss is that the Malachim over here is about bringing food to the Beis HaKisei. Is that also nichol to get a biza earth and have some nichol over here? Could you eat food that was brought to the Beis HaKisei? Again, it's for the Malachim, for the Dor Malachim, in the back is a safe over here if you want to, I can go show you. But those are two other things that isn't get our sugya intertwined. But Bez Hashem on Sunday we'll do two simon, sim kuf ayin bay, sim kuf pay. Some of the people were saying we're going too slow. Maisa, we did not learn Simukuf Ayin. We don't plan to learn Simukuf Ayin. Simukuf Ayin is a Geshmak of Sugyo. Please learn Simukuf Ayin. If you think we're going too slow, you go learn it yourself. Asloch Rabo.